Okay, let's go back to the motion that Chuck made, since everybody has a copy in front of you. Okay, there's the motion, and I'm looking for a second to it. A second by Brad Curry. Okay, discussion. Tom.
To expedite this question, whether Chuck would, that you have two motions in one, and for expediency's sake, would you accept dividing it into two motions?
No.
Then I'd like to request some advice from counsel regarding the commission's role in going further into a matter that is still wrapping up the review process but still not through the potential litigation process, and the ability of us and nor wisdom of us interjecting ourselves into that until that process is cleared.
I guess I'm not certain what the litigation that you're referring to on this one is.
I don't believe there's pending, but there's certainly been, we have legal briefs effectively submitted to us that I don't expect that they'll be the last time they're used. The Wildlife Commission, yes, sir.
So you're referring to the rulemaking petition?
Rulemaking petition and the first half. There's two that's in this motion. There's the first that, which seems to be an add-on, and then the second that, which is actually the revision of the motion that we had previously, which is, that's why I was asking, could we separate the two and deal with the one that was on point first and then address the second one that I think creates more of a legal question separately. But Chuck doesn't want to decline to do that, so I would ask you and or John, it seems to me that we are stepping, injecting ourselves back into something here that is still on its own path with through the APA and or the subsequent challenges to that have not played themselves out yet. And I don't think we want to be there yet. I'm happy to talk about the essence of the motion, but the first part of this, I think, opens up a Pandora's box legally.
The petition itself and the work that was done along with that exists you can take that information and refer it to the AC so they can consider it. I don't think there's a problem with taking the information that's contained there and providing that to the advisory committee.
So there's public documents. It's available to them.
Correct.
So what is the connotation of the referring it meant to? I mean, are we suggesting that they embrace it, they take it in, it's like telling them to go check the weather forecast and see if it's raining outside?
This
a public document, it's public domain information.
Commissioner Henderson, this file, this, you know, falls under that GDPR stuff, but kind of like the APA, but this is a motion to refer them, you know, to refer this to them. This is a public document, and this is not binding on the AC at all. This is not binding on the division. This is a motion made that is not dissimilar to the motion made, and it was tabled and withdrawn. I don't understand what you want to know. If I'm asking them to embrace it, I certainly don't see anything embracing in there to the AC. We're just referring this information to the, you know, to the advisory committee for them to move forward on as a portion of our, you know, goals and objectives, which are not, again, binding to the AC.
Doug.
So far as your goals and objectives you've got listed, I don't have a problem with that, but when you go to referring a document or a set of documents that we've just basically said, you know, there's no action being taken on back to the AC for consideration, I don't understand the true purpose of that unless it's to get another. To me, it seems like we're rehashing what we just did. I don't have a problem with your goals and objectives, but I think we're, when you put the Wildlife Federation's petition back in there, you just bring it back into play what we just went through. Now, whether you want to say it's that or not, that's what it is. But, you know, I don't have a problem. I have a problem with that statement being in your goals and considerations. But as far as your actual goals and all listed below it, I don't have a problem at all with it, Chuck.
Good. I can only respond by saying that it's a public record. And it's, like I say, it's not binding on the advisory committee at all. If you don't support it, you can certainly make a motion to amend, or you can make a motion to, or you can vote against it. But I mean, we've tabled one that was, like I said, not dissimilar to this. So I would continue discussion if you want, but I'm pretty much standing by that for a vote if we can get it.
Well, I would, you know, from my standpoint of view, I would say that we amended to take that particular statement out and keep your goals in place. In fact, I've got a motion. I've got a goal I'd like to add to it when it comes down to it. But first, I guess we need to handle the language of it to get the beginning going, however you want to handle it. But I don't think we should rehash what we've already been through already once this morning. And if you're right, it's a public document, then provide the public document to the committee, but you ain't got to include it in a motion.
Just remember, the reason that we're not considering the Wildlife Federation's petition is not because it's good or bad or what have you. We're told we can't. Yeah. But that document is sitting there, and I mean, I guess technically Chuck could take that whole thing and list it all down. They could be here the next week typing it up there. So it's a little bit of a shortcut.
I'm just saying we were just told that we're done with it. So
yeah, we're done. We're done with
the petition. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, but we're not done with what's inside the petition.
But I'm just saying that, you know, in a particular motion of this nature, I think, you know, if that's literature we want to provide later, that would be the opportune time to do it. But I don't think it has to be included in any goal and objective is what I'm getting at.
And I'm not meaning to speak for Chuck, but for the flavor that I'm getting from this motion is that, well, there are some good things that were in that petition, and we don't need to forget them, and we would like for them to be considered with the FMP process. And it's not that you will, they're going to be in there. It's just that take a look at them whenever the process starts. That's what I interpret this being. Is that a fair interpretation, Chuck, of your motion?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Sam?
Just for clarification, the last meeting, Mr. Director, you asked for, did you ask for goals and objectives or comments on the goals and objectives?
So the commission has the right and duty to really provide us with goals and objectives that they want to see in a fishery management plan. But they should be goals and objectives, reduce bycatch, or minimize bycatch, those type of things, promote protection, restoration. Many of those things are already in the existing 2015 Amendment 1 to the Shrimp FMP.
Right.
I think where we had questions with the previous motion or the tabled motion was that they were not so much goals and objectives, but prescriptive measures.
Right.
And so, I mean, a lot of these things, head rope length, tow times, they've all been looked at in previous FMP, in previous FMPs. I mean, we can certainly look at them again, and with our advisory committee, you know, the way we do this is we would develop an issue paper on each and every one of those types of things and have to look at it. So
we come up with it first, and then they revise it,
yeah,
and
we
see it again.
We develop issue papers with input from the commission as well as from the, you know, the public, and then we flesh those out and then take those to an advisory committee, which is appointed by the chair. It's important to note that the advisory committee appointed by the commission chair is to assist the division in developing the plan to bring back to the commission. And so, and the way we do that is we end up with two separate recommendations on management measures, one from the AC and one from the division itself. So, yes, I mean, we'll look at, you know, we will look at these things throughout that planning process.
I guess, Chuck, my question for you is, what do you think, I mean, what is the risk in using the prior FMP objectives? What is your major kind of...
These were ones that I chose to use, and I would go back to the motion that was tabled, and I'll read this and follow up with a question to council. But the old motion said, motion by Chuck Locker, is that the Marine Fisheries Commission goals and objectives for the shrimp fishery management plan include the following. And council, correct me if I'm wrong, but the word include probably was a little bit stronger than it should have been. And I, you know, have no problem with, you know, changing that. But I think that's possibly the reason that I wanted to, you know, make this the motion that it is today. So if you can, I think that's just the only real difference in this. There's some language in that old motion directly from the petition. But I think I think by me including the word include, required the division to do something that we really could not do.
And I would say that include in that motion meant it was going to be there. There was no wiggle room.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to just to move, break this apart and move something forward. I'd like to propose a substitute motion that would basically pick up the move that the goals and objectives for the shrimp FMP include, and then absorb the rest of the motion as presented by Chuck, and then maybe in addition to that, and so we can put that much on the table and move something forward and then have discussion on the balance. I'd like to propose that as a substitute motion.
Okay, there is a substitute motion on the floor, and is there a second to the substitute motion?
What is the substitute motion again? Let's see that.
Do I want to make sure that says what you wanted to say?
Correct. That the... That's correct. And basically saying that we would recommend that the goals and objectives for the shrimp FMP include the items that were included in this handwritten statement.
Okay, there is a motion on the floor. Is there a second? Okay. Okay, there's a motion on the floor
second.
And a second for the substitute motion. Discussion on it. Okay, all in favor, we'll do a hand count on this. All in favor?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for the opportunity to speak on this motion. I can support the substitute motion on the basis that the Wildlife Federation has ample opportunity to participate in this FMP process just as well as anybody else does. And I don't feel like it's necessary to create reference to a document that is just as active as it was yesterday. It is still active today, and the suggestions that a certain group would like to see considered in our management of shrimp. Once this process begins and once the AC begins to meet, the Wildlife Federation is more than welcome to offer as much public comment as they would in any situation on any species. So, you know, I don't feel like it's very important to have to include referencing this petition in the general fact that they can participate just as good as any user group. And I'm going to give an example. If the commercial industry had petitioned this body to you know, expand the head rope length and to you know, do multiple things that would expand the fishery, it would be no different. And the commercial industry, you know, trying to push the objective in a motion to do an expansion and not a reduction in bycatch or what have you. And that might be a poor example, but I just don't feel like there is a necessary need to include the language Wildlife Federation petition in a motion that just suggests that we go off a few simple principles and guidelines, and that which is the goals and objectives of what we would like to see accomplished.
Okay, any other discussion? Sam?
I know I'm keeping harping on the same point here, but I would really like to know the actual rhetorical difference between this and the prior FMP goals and objectives, because to me, if this is benign as it sounds, then the previous FMP goals and objectives should just be adopted. And I'm just trying to understand at the population level, you know, some of the wording, you know, it's a lot. So I'm just kind of curious what has changed between now and then, particularly.
Steve, you want to?
Just a point of clarification for the commissioners, or to let you know, in the second page under your tab for the shrimp FMP, you have the goals and objectives for Amendment 1 to the shrimp FMP that are currently in effect. So just pointing that out to you.
Yeah, this seems to me like, yeah.
Missy, I think that's a very good thing to look at, but again, minimize waste and enhance the economic value of shrimp resource by promoting more effective harvesting practices. That to me goes back to the Brown study and harvesting stuff. I think what we're trying to accomplish, or certainly I'm trying to accomplish, is to address the mortality of bycatch at the population level and not what dies after getting onto the deck or being squeezed through an inch and three quarter tail bag. And again, I would point out to Commissioner Hendrickson, by putting the word in there, include, we just got rid of the word include. So, I mean, I think you're going to have an issue with that wording unless council can give you something else to pop in there.
Commissioner, I was trying to go with your language except for the pieces I knew were problematic, or in my opinion were problematic, but we can certainly take include out. My issues with the prior motion were the fact that it delved beyond goals and objectives into management measures and metrics that were significantly more detailed and were down to the management and the level as opposed to goals and objectives. But include, I believe we just kept your language there. So I'm okay with that either way. And I don't have an issue. My problem is not with Wildlife Federation as an organization or even the fact of their right to petition. If we as a body are going to bring it back up and add it in, then we need to have each of those elements on the table with a briefing as a full-on measure with staff and take it in. Chuck, that's...
I see the same thing.
I'm using your language. but so that is my... that's why I'm trying to accept, Commissioner, your language on accomplishing what we tabled before, but saying, but we're interjecting a new item in here that I don't think is appropriate. And for argument, just for expediency's sake, I was hoping that we would approve something that accomplished what you wanted to accomplish last meeting, and then leave the other till we can, if we want to get briefed on it later, we can talk about them in specifics. But I certainly don't think we should, and it's a public document, but if we're saying we're embracing it, then we need to have them listed out, and if we're not embracing it, then there's no need to reference it. And but if we're, so there, and that's why we wanted to bring it as a substitute motion.
Council needs just have one minor clarification on Commissioner Hendrickson's motion. I think it's actually a motion to strike a paragraph and not a substitute motion, because you're not suggesting alternative text. You're just taking a paragraph out of the motion.
Sure. Yeah, just like...
Hold on. Let's get it right first. Then I'll call you. Is that good? Is that what he said? Okay. Hold on. I got Brad over here first, and then I'll come back to you.
And I guess this is in reference to Director Murphy. When you're saying refer, it's basically saying there may be some good thoughts in there, but it doesn't mean that the DMF will utilize the petition. It's just another source to get some ideas for the improvements. Is that correct? I mean, once you refer to it, you don't have to use it. Where everybody, I'm thinking they're going to say, well, we got to use the Wildlife Federation petition. But I'm thinking Chuck say, let's just look at it as a reference to get ideas. Because the more sources you have for ideas, the better off I think everybody will be.
So I think an equivalent of this would be the presentation we had this morning on the spotted sea trout, and someone wanting to give us a plan. That's definitely information we can use as reference material and input to develop our plan under the Fishery Reform Act. So I see this because of for consideration. You know, the measures in the Wildlife Federation petition for rulemaking are specific. They're not goals and objectives. They are specific management recommendations: head rope lengths, tow times, secondary and tertiary designations, those types of things. But saying that, those aren't necessarily bad things for us to look at as to break those into goals and objectives. I just don't want the commission to get too prescriptive to where, you know, we can't sort of be broad in our view of that. You know, habitat, for example, when you look at nursery areas and habitat, those are things that really apply to a lot of fishery management plants, right? So, but you know, I'm okay for consideration, but I mean, I defer to the commission on this, really.
And that would be the difference then, include or refer to, where he took out include part of the wildlife petition, just refer to it.
Yeah,
and look at some different ideas, and I don't think it's a problem now.
What? Yeah, I mean, you could add some, and I don't want to shape your motion, but I mean, you could add maybe for clarification something in to refer to the management concepts in Wildlife Federation's petition for rulemaking, something along that line that might be more palatable to the group. I don't know, but I'll defer to the commission on that.
Doug? I was just going to suggest to Commissioner Lockridge if we could amend the word include to may consider the following. Would that, don't you think that would delete that include? Is that because, huh? No, it's
actually there.
I mean, you see what I'm saying. I mean, do you want
to? Oh, to include. Okay.
We're pretty much out of order now because we can't do that until you
well,
make
yeah.
Commissioner
okay.
Henderson's motion.
Okay. Okay. Well,
I'd be happy to get right back to you.
Okay. Yeah, we do have a motion and a substitute motion and a second on the floor. And I thought we just did that.
You might want to take a time out since Boltail has made a move to the outhouse.
Okay.
That's what happens. You,
okay. We Tom, you had a motion to amend what?
To strike.
Strike the wording. And you want to second that one too? Let's vote on okaying to strike the wording in the substitute motion.
He offered
a substitute motion.
It actually wasn't a substitute motion. It was a motion to strike the first paragraph.
Okay, but then he...
No, that's where we are. Yeah, he just called it a substitute, but it's not a substitute.
Okay, all right. So we're going to vote. We need to vote on that one then.
We're voting on Tom's motion.
Which is that one.
The one up on the screen.
Okay, all right. Okay, we have this. Okay, we don't need to vote on the changing. We changed some wording in that motion.
We were just.
But that's
classifying that.
Fine.
Motion.
Okay. All right. We're good then. I'm with you. Okay. So, any more discussion on this motion that's on the screen? Okay. We'll do a hand count. All in favor of this motion, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4. All opposed. 1, 2, 3, 4. Motion did not pass. So we will go back to the original motion of Chuck.
Is it appropriate for discussion now, Council?
Yes, now we can discuss it.
Doug, I would entertain Doug's.
Mr. Chairman, I'd ask Commissioner Lockridge to change the word include to may consider the following in his motion.
Okay. You have a problem with that, Chuck?
Are you fine with just consider?
I'm fine with that.
Change it.
Okay.
Consider is fine.
Thank you. Small victory for an old fat guy. For two old fat guys, you got
it.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
If I may offer a friendly amendment, I'd like to offer a read an addition I'd like considered.
I tell you what, to keep this bad piece of meat getting bigger the more we chew on it.
Well, this ain't bad.
Well,
consider it then. I mean, you can always consider. Just leave it for consideration. The consideration is fine.
Where is consideration?
It's just like. That's just like Mike said. Go ahead. Go back to the top, please.
Yeah.
For
petition for rulemaking excluding Spot and Croaker to the Shrimp FMP AC for consideration in developing, to have consideration there and to remove include and put consider in there. It's like having a double negative, or we're just saying the same thing twice. So you could actually delete both include and then any modification to that to have said consider, and the semicolon would fit right there. Would that not be correct, counsel? Or Doug?
Yeah, you got me on that one too.
Mike understands it because we were talking about the same thing where you put reference and referred, and that was basically kind of like a double negative or a double whatever.
All right, now look what Tricia just did.
The wording.
The phone goes.
There you go.
Just delete that in its entirety. Okay. I think that is the correct King's English. Right. Understandable in 20 southern countries and states.
All right.
Even Pamlico County.
Okay, Robert's probably rolling over in his grave, but you're good with this amendment? And Brad, you second it. Are you good with this amendment? Okay, fine.
Excuse me.
Any further discussion on this amendment, on this motion, excuse me? Okay. Okay, let's do this, and then we'll come back to you. Okay. All right. All in favor of this motion, raise your hand. This is Chuck's motion that has been modified. Okay.
All right.
All in favor of this motion, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All opposed. 1, 2, 3 opposed. So motion pass. Now you want to add something? You want to make another motion?
Well, because I didn't have a pre-made motion on the agenda.
Did you abstain?
I wanted to see if I could add a friendly amendment to it after the fact. I mean, as it is. Or do I need to just make a separate motion?
Let's just make a separate motion. Let's make a separate motion.
Hold on, Doug. If you will verify that the Commissioner Blanton abstained.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, and Blanton abstained.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Okay, go.
I'd like to make a motion that the Division of Marine Fisheries consider the following. I didn't say that right. But the Division of Marine Fisheries look at alternated openings of now closed areas to trawling, and that they be considered as test sites to observe if trawling and the cultivation of the bottom can improve general bottom conditions and improved recruitment of bait fishes and general food sources after the test period is evaluated.
And I got, well, but I changed it.
Is your motion correct as written? Is your motion correct as written? Okay. Is there a second to this motion?
Second
by Sam.
Discussion.
Discussion. Steve, I'd like primarily to get your feelings on this. This is kind of a new thing that's popped up here. Go ahead.
Well, my general thought process behind this is we've seen numerous studies where, and we've heard so much testimony on bottom quality and lack of conditions where you've got oxygen and everything else involved in bottom. It's dead bottom, basically. And we've seen it in multiple areas where trawling has been closed for years, like further up Neuse River or even Pamlico River, places like that. And I'm not asking for... When I say this, I mean this in a testing consideration with controls and with a test vessel and stuff like that. I'm not talking open entirety to the fleet and stuff like that. We've heard so much about bottom conditions and lack of general good bottom in areas that's been closed long. I think it's time that we start to look at it if trawling actually has its benefits in these areas in cultivating the bottom just like you would a farm or anything else. And I don't mean a breakneck fleet involvement in this. I mean, I just think we should start looking at whether or not this actually can help and try to answer the question that's asked so much and open these areas up to, you know, test vessels just like they would if the, you know, Atlantic States Marine were targeting a species offshore. They've got test vessels and stuff like that. So I think that it's something that needs to be looked into, and I'm not sure how Steve would want to handle it. But, I mean, that's kind of what the gist of what I'm suggesting here is.
If I may, Chairman, Doug, the majority of the studies that have done exactly what you're talking about have basically seen an increase in benthic organisms. And we got enough scientists here, Pete. That basically refers for worms that don't need a lot of oxygen. It shows an increase in the worms in the sediment. I'm not sure of the increase in finfish or shrimp or anything else like that the studies may have done. If you have some, I'd love to know. But this was taken up. This same type of motion was made by Joe Shute in 2013, and I think I seconded that motion at the time to look at areas just off of the Newport River that had silted in substantially and to see if that would work. I'm not sure of the results of that, but as far as I'm concerned, you can test it in Albemarle Sound.
Well, what I had in mind was places further, you know, and Steve would have to basically set the precedent on it, but not in high tidal areas. I mean, in places where we don't have a lot of tidal flow, like upper Neuse River, up Neuse River, up Bay, up Pamlico River, places like that, and you're talking about creating more benthic, you know, food on the bottom. That's going to get you some smaller bait fish. And I just think it's an option we should look at.
Okay, Pete.
Yeah. I'm not aware of a whole bunch of studies that show that bottom dredging trawl activity does to the bottom sediments any good at all. In fact, it's highly disruptive to the benthic organisms and any seagrasses that might be growing. I wouldn't support a study like this at all, especially in areas that haven't been disturbed in years and are probably reached some sort of climax growth as far as seagrasses and so forth goes.
Steve, you ready to chime in?
I think so. First, Commissioner Cross, just a point of clarification. Is this intended to be something to be looked at in the shrimp plant, or is this sort of a standalone pick B?
Okay.
My concern is we did look at this. We did an issue paper on it. I believe Ann and Katie are probably the most familiar with that here, and I could follow up with them at a break or something. But we would be sort of restricted to areas that I can open for trawling without, because if it was like a primary nursery area, that's, I can't do that in rule. It's, you know, it's something that we hear a lot about. There is a little bit of data out there, not a lot, it's going to be expensive and it's going to be long term, and so I think it would be something we would want to look out outside of a fishery management plan as sort of a long term study. And I think perhaps what we could do is come back to you with a potentially, you know, maybe language for a request for a proposal or something based on the work we've done with old issue papers. But I'd like to talk to staff more about it.
Okay. All right, Doug.
Based upon that, I'll remove my motion.
Okay.
And I'll also, next time we come, I'll bring you three studies I got, Pete, on where it actually benefits, because I've got three different papers.
Okay. Sam, do you want to comment?
I was just going to clarify. There are three studies. looked at intensely, because I've heard this from a lot of different fishermen. You hear it all over the place, so I wanted to see for myself. And there are three studies, one of which was a 20-year study in the North Sea. It has similar bottom to our bottom. Also, there was one on the West Coast that was pretty intensive. And then there's a study in the Core Sound done by ECU. So, I mean, it's out there. There's other studies that have been done, so I think it would be a great opportunity for us to be able to pursue that. Whether we can pursue it in a management plan objective is one thing. If there's some different wording that we could make to that, maybe just a benthic study.
I think we want to do it separate, but go ahead to Steve.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's not a good idea. I'm just saying it would be easier to do outside of a management plan. Yeah. So.
Let me add one thing, if I may, real quick. And Sam, check me, and I stand to be corrected for anything. The North Sea stuff I'm familiar with, the West Coast a little bit. I am familiar with the ECU study done down in my neck of the woods. What becomes an issue for this to, I think, impact the shrimp trawling in North Carolina is that most of these studies showed what would happen after it was trawled once or twice. The scenario that we deal with in Pamlico Sound in the areas that are trawled is that probably during the course of the year, each half acre or each 100 square yards or whatever are probably gone over multiple times. So while you may get a benefit out of doing it once or twice, if you continue to do it multiple times, and while I hadn't been on the Pamlico in years, I can assure you that every piece of ground outside of Beaufort Inlet, off the shore of the beaches over there, out even with the dead tree hole all the way down to Emerald Isle, in a good year, everything out there is gone over. I mean, it would, you'd have to get a Roomba to go over stuff more, completely than they go through that bottom in the ocean. So I think that becomes, until you can find a study that says repeated trawling in an area, I think it would be detrimental to put a whole lot of credibility to it. I'm willing to look at any of it, though, and certainly think it would be an outstanding research project for the commercial trust fund to fund and move right on forward with.
Sam?
Yeah, my only response would be, yes, certainly there's details that of those studies. I can email them to you. There's a sweet spot, certainly, to the amount of trawling, but if we're sitting here and putting these hard regulations without knowing exactly what that sweet spot is, we might be missing out on the benefits that come from our shrimp fishery to our benthic.
How about forward those studies to Nancy and let her disseminate them to all of us?
All right.
Okay. Might take a look at it. All right. We're done with that, I guess. Okay. We've been here an hour.